This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
The Sounding Board scorecard is here. The Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. Hello, Jane.
Hey guys, this first one from Nid Bonson via Twitter. Thanks, Nid. Cancel culture is harder to enforce these days due to the plethora of social media platforms. Should accountability culture take its place? Spotify should be held responsible for the dangerous misinformation shared on their platform by Joe Rogan around COVID and vaccinations.
Pass. Two.
According to the latest Guardian Essential poll, Scott Morrison's voter approval rating has plunged to its lowest level since the Black Summer bushfires. It won't be long before we see rumblings of a leadership stoush from within the Liberal Party, and Morrison is unlikely to survive long enough to lead his party to the next federal election.
Zero.
Three.
The world's wealthiest person, Elon Musk, took to Twitter to poll his 62.8 million followers as to whether he should sell 10% of his shares in Tesla in order to generate enough money to pay a proposed billionaire tax. Musk should stand by his pledge to followers and the results of the poll, which were a resounding yes, and should sell.
Zero.
Zero.
After being dumped by Sky News, controversial broadcaster Alan Jones should start his own independent podcast and continue to speak to his loyal supporters who are bound to follow him to whatever platform he chooses to embrace.
Three.
Seven.
The loss of eight lives in a crowd crush at rapper Travis Scott's Astroworld gig should be a wake-up call for the music industry. New crowd safety laws should be instituted to ensure tragedies like this don't happen again. Relying on mosh pit etiquette just isn't enough.
Ten.
Ten plus 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 plus.
As real estate prices continue to... As real estate prices continue to soar, Australian Transparency International, the global movement working to end the injustice of corruption around the globe, have highlighted the vulnerability of the Australian property market to money laundering. More needs to be done to stop the proceeds of crime being legitimised through property investment. It's hard enough to afford a home for many Australians now, even without criminal buyers bumping up the prices.
Ten.
Five.
Much-loved Sesame Street character Big Bird has found themselves at the centre of a media tussle. Big Bird tweeted, "I got the COVID-19 vaccine today. My wing is feeling a little sore, but it'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy." Republican Senator Ted Cruz is reportedly furious, labelling the tweet government propaganda for your five-year-old. If it's going to save lives, even Sesame Street characters should be able to promote a pro-vax agenda.
Ten.
Seven.
The dropping of skinfold tests by the AFL sends a great message to young people, especially about the need for a holistic approach to health and fitness, not just numbers on a test or a weight on a scale.
Eight.
Five.
The federal government has outlined a new electric vehicle strategy, including $250 million for charging stations in rural areas. If the government really wants to push for cleaner, greener transport options, they should go hard and offer huge tax incentives, especially for corporate fleets, to make EVs more affordable.
Three.
Seven. So backing over it, I like the charges in regional areas. I like the electric push. I like the sustainability surge. Don't know as much about it as I'd like to, but I think it's in the right path. Skin folds, I'm a bit on the fence on, to be honest. I can't hide from that view that I'm torn on the issue.
You were? Yep. You were in question time.
Sesame Street, I believe Big Bird, give me a spell, Ted Cruz. It's a good thing. only reason I sat on the fence on the real estate prices is the question I felt made a lot of assumptions from Jane. It was a loaded question, as they call it.
That's what the scorecard is.
So I hold Jane accountable to loaded questions. It was trying to push me into a view, and I refused to be pushed.
That's what it's meant to do. And when it wasn't doing that, you told Jane off.
Like in the question,
I think it's a perfectly worded question.
It says the question assumes there are proceeds of crime being legitimised through property investment. I don't know that to be true.
No, I reckon we could take that as fact.
AusTrack reported that as well in the last several years.
It wasn't made clear in the question, Jane.
I can verify that, Hutchie.
I was outraged and angry by the Astroworld gig and what happened. I got just horrible reading, 10, so sad. Alan Jones, I think, has a role to play in the media still. I might be a minor view on that, but it might be to a more narrow audience that can choose to hear the narrow views. Elon Musk, zero, insensitive poll for mine. Scott Morrison, wouldn't rule out a challenger at some stage. Like, it's less likely than likely, but I was a three to leave things open a little bit. And Spotify distributes all sorts of content. It can't be in editorial judgment of them.
There you go. All right. Well, I anything to do with Scott Morrison, I just give a low ranking, Hutchie, as you probably know. So that's why I gave the challenge zero. And I'm just waiting for him to actually say something of substance when it comes to the zero emissions issue. So that's why I gave that one a three right at the bottom. Elon Musk, I gave a zero because I just can't cop that bloke, Hutchie, and that's allowed in the sounding board to have a personal opinion of someone to affect your results. There's no doubt that property is used to do stuff it shouldn't use by way of laundering. There is no doubt about that. The Big Bird situation, I didn't mind it, Hutchie. I was aware of that one at the time. I didn't mind Big Bird endorsing it, so I gave that one a seven. And I've already given my views in the question time of the sounding board on the skin fold testing. That's why I gave that one an eight. That was the scorecard for DrinkWise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. And it seems like you're about to say something as I sign the show off, Hutchie.
I've still got the animal enclosure to go for journalists, but the other one.
That, you parked that one about 6 months ago.
The other way into that journalistic analysis would be to use kids' characters as the examples, because I've got a couple.
Muppet Show.
Yeah, I've got a couple in mind. That's not bad, Jane. Park that for next week, Miss Jane.
Now, they're going to be all part of the soundies at the end of the year, aren't you? On the sounding board for DrinkWise, if you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board podcast with Hutchie and Damo for DrinkWise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.